He saw more items strewn across the path and kicked a pair of shoes to the side. So many shoes. He wondered why the shoes remained and the bodies did not. Samuel looked down at his sneakers with Velcro instead of laces. A faded denim shirt hung open, revealing a plain gray t-shirt underneath. His khakis sat loose on his hips. The guards did not care how well they fit the inmates. The path curved as it approached the stream, turning right into a grove of high pines, their needles covering the ground. Samuel drew a deep breath through his nose, catching the faintest odor of pine, and it made him smile. He savored the distant aroma for as long as he could. It did not last. He sat on the ground next to an abandoned blue shopping bag and reached inside, pulled out the contents, and arranged them in a circle over the pine needles. He remembered the names for most of them. Lighter, pen, nickel. A few he could not recognize, but his brain assured him he would. Samuel picked up the lighter with his right hand, pinched between a thumb and finger. Muscle memory snapped into place as his thumb struck down on the flint. The lighter sparked, and Samuel smiled. He could almost taste the burnt, woody smoke of a hand-rolled cigarette. He could almost feel the airy buzz with each puff of the tobacco. He struck the lighter again and again, but each time it failed to ignite, and each time it reminded him of the temporary satisfaction delivered by the nicotine. Another item returned to his expanding repertoire of old words as he opened a supple leather wallet. Samuel removed the paper sticking out from its fold. As with the pine needles, he caught a faint whiff of the earthly organic scent of the rawhide. He looked up and noticed the sun had dropped closer to the horizon, as if touching the tops of the trees to ignite them. Darkness crept closer, surrounding the far edges of his vision. Samuel's toes became numb from the cold, and he realized his exposure could kill him. With the chill of the approaching night, the undoing of the universe tightened its stranglehold on this place, slowly crushing the life from it. Each universe exists infinitely close to one another, much like grains of sand on a beach. The collection of universes is known as the multiverse. In this place, the reversion started, on the edges where sounds disappeared and colors dulled, draining it all of rich sensory perceptions. The physical world began to fold in upon itself and threatened to swallow everything into the eternal void. Not every universe was cursed with a reversion that held souls in transition, but this one was.